Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So you say, Mark, people are requesting that we read the speech by the president?
Well,
tomorrow?
At least address the idea that the president is going to be talking to all our little impressionable children tomorrow at school.
Course, I've been scanning it here.
The big deal is that, why the Republicans are all upset. My God, the president's going to be talking to our kids. He's going to be indoctrinating them. Oh, wait a second. They're in government school.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We've been sending them to get indoctrinated every single day of their little lives because we can't come up with our own means to take care of our children.
And if this is one of these instances where if they cannot shake themselves out of the idea that it is immoral and corrupt to tax people in order to send children to any sort of government school, whether it's run by Republicans on your school board or Democrats or there's a Republican in the White House or a Democrat or the Congress or whatever. It's the mechanism of it that causes all this infighting and dissension and anger over what's going to be put into the school and what's not. Oh, my money's still being taken. I want these authors taught in English class. Well, I want these. No. Well, I've got the majority, so you're out. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Yeah. And then you have this thing, which has fired them all up. And they still can't see it.
Once again, the debate is about the wrong question.
Yes.
It's the wrong question. Nobody's ever striking at the root in any level of national debate. And this is exactly, we pointed this out over the weekend. I think we had a lady call in to talk about this very issue, or some concerned parent had called in to talk about this.
It was a man.
No, it was a lady. It was someone from New Hampshire. She'd called in to talk about this issue about her. She was so elated about how the school wasn't going to be showing this video. And I said, well, aren't you concerned with what's going to happen the next day or instead? Because, like you say, it's nonstop government indoctrination at these government schools. Okay, not nonstop. But, when they're talking about math, they're not indoctrinating government stuff.
But even the very concept of it, see, this is one of the things. This is fascinating. I had this email exchange with this pinhead named Jim Weber, and I'm going to call him that because he used these ad hominems on me. I used nothing in the email exchange that was an ad hominem, and I read them into a podcast because he does these things. You know how companies are out there, Ian, and I don't want to be too divergent, but it'll have a bearing on our point here on the schools and about whether or not, it is indoctrination even being brought in there because nothing is questioned. And this is the thing. Unless the status quo is questioned in certain areas, unless people look at what is fundamentally right or not right, we were talking about praxeology before in human action, then what you are doing is unspoken indoctrination. And what I mean that is by your actions you can also indoctrinate. It's not just verbal indoctrination. It is by your actions. So, for example, this guy, Jeff Weber, was pushing they usually do these things that they're called Herd Around Town. It's this company that puts out these 30-second things with a 30-second commercial, and they sell them to AM radio stations during the Glenn Beck show or whatever. And they say, here's what I heard around town, blah, 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 blah. And we'll be back with more after we hear from blah, blah, blah. So then they have a hardware store or whatever comes on with an app.
Mm-hmm.
So they usually talk about entertainment, and they do it very lightheartedly. And occasionally they'll say, and on this date 20 years ago, Ronald Reagan met with Mikhail Gorbachev in Reykjavik, Iceland, and that sort of thing. It's not too much comment. This time he comes on, and he's got this report about how he said, every year, X number of thousands of people are killed on the roads in accidents involving teenage drivers. In certain states, they have regulations on these drivers to stop them from driving at night and blah, 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 blah. But there is no national law. Well, now there is a proposal to do this, blah, blah, blah. So what he does is he never overtly says that he's in support of it. So I email him and I say, look, you're reporting this thing, and you're doing a typical thing that happens on the news all the time. Set up a problem. Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the federal answer.
The government solution.
Exactly. And it's incumbent on you, if you're going to be reporting on this, to know what's involved. This is federal legislation. Therefore, you have a responsibility to know whether or not this federal legislation conforms with the overall structure of federal legislation, which is the Constitution. People don't bother with that. They think, oh, this is just an event. It's like something falling from the sky.
It would be nice if journalists had that responsibility,
right.
But you and I know they don't.
Right.
What they have a responsibility towards is pleasing their editor.
Yeah, yeah. So in a way, what he has done is he's propagandized, and he's got an easy out to say, I never said I was in support of this. I was like, dude, you don't have to. I'm not a fool. Mm. And this is what they do in schools, picking up in the yellow school bus, going off to the schools.
Right.
Going, you know,
yeah,
the
I understand. There's this.
The very fact that they teach math, which you said is not indoctrination, is indoctrination because they're teaching math, which is of value, okay? So they teach you 2 + 2 = 4. That says, look, school teach this government
it's
school
it's what's
teaches
seen and not
kids
seen.
How to add, for God's sakes. It's doing something great. In the process of doing something great, they get the opportunity to indoctrinate the children
yeah.
in whatever manner that they wish.
Okay,
and that's
yes.
the problem.
Yes,
yeah,
I don't want to be too on fire about it. But
it's
you know.
Still not accurate to say it's nonstop indoctrination.
It is
it's
nonstop.
Not,
it is
sorry,
nonstop.
That's not accurate.
Okay, but
if I'm
is.
Learning my multiplication tables, it's not nonstop indoctrination.
But it
that is. What you're saying is there's this cloud,
yes.
right? There's this overhanging cloud of statism and Prussian organization.
I'm saying that the teaching of math validates the school and makes it look of value. And it is of value, but it's run by the state. So that's the total indoctrination package. It all together is when they are teaching math, they are indoctrinating.
Okay. I see where you're coming from there, Mark. But you know, to say there's absolutely no value in it, I think is, you know, that's not telling the truth.
Well, it's telling the truth. Well, to say there's
no value.
There
are drawbacks.
I didn't say that there was no value.
There are big drawbacks.
I said there was nonstop indoctrination, but I will agree.
I don't know.
With you.
I consider
to say
indoctrination
that there's nonstop indoctrination might make you look nutty and fringy.
I consider indoctrination to be more overt than what you're talking about.
It's a colorful way. It's a colorful spin on the term.
Wait
indoctrination.
Wait a second. When I've got the Chinese, when I'm in got the Vietnamese guy in the prison there, and I'm not slapping him in the mouth, but instead I'm giving him a little bit of food in order to create a relationship between he and I. Am I not indoctrinating this guy? Am I not using the opportunity?
I wouldn't think that's indoctrination.
It absolutely
no.
is. It's the most effective way
somebody.
To get someone to talk is to be nice to them.
I think we're talking about
that's not indoctrination,
but it is.
I think we're talking about two different levels of indoctrination. In one case, there is the one level, the direct in-your-face indoctrination that might be happening to the kids about certain issues, about
the value of government and things like
sure.
that.
Yes.
Yes.
And then there's the overall indoctrination of, well, this is just the system that we have. You don't know of
you
any.
You have to establish the relationship with the subject, whether that subject is a prisoner of war or whether they're somebody for brainwashing.
I think you're stretching the definition of indoctrinate to instruct in a doctrine, principle, ideology, especially to imbue with a specific partisan or biased belief or point of view, to teach or inculcate, to imbue with learning.
You
so
have
the
to
definition of
the
that.
Atmosphere. You cannot
I
teach
understand
in a class
that,
with a
Mark.
Klaxon going off. So you create the atmosphere. In the way you create the atmosphere in the school is by teaching math and all these other good things that they teach in school, and that it gives you the opportunity
Look,
to
I get
the
what you're saying. I get what
it
you're
is
saying.
The indoctrination.
Right. Yes, it's very interesting. Well, obviously, we're spice, different spices.
We're really
on
far
and,
down on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and we've sort of verged away. And you know, it's funny though, Ian. I'm looking at indoctrination is if you pick it apart. Of course, doctrine is the basis of it. You are injecting a doctrine into someone. So it just depends on how closely you want to look at the overall structure.
Right. What you're
of it.
Saying is, Mark, that the nebulous kind of overhanging system of the government schools is indoctrination. I don't know if I agree.
It's
I think indoctrination is a
That's
much
what I'm
more.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't see anything about an atmosphere here. I see teaching, inculcating.
But
that
you can't
says
teach,
to me.
And you cannot inculcate unless you create the atmosphere. Period and end of story. That's what I'm telling you is that all of the actions are part of the indoctrination, not the standing up there and saying, now the state is good, kids, because if you beat the kids with sticks every day, they wouldn't believe the state was good, or made them sit on thumbtacks, then they wouldn't think it was good. The very fact that you create this more comfortable atmosphere where they teach legitimate things is part of the indoctrination.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think I'd like to find a better word than indoctrination for what you're talking about. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we'll get back to the phone calls here shortly, and just want to continue briefly on the discussion here about what where we originally were was this Obama thing that is happening tomorrow with the youth of America. Everyone, at least, who's in a government school, at least, will be watching, most of them will be watching this speech from Obama, which a lot of the conservative types have been making a lot of noise and hubbub about, oh, my children are going to be exposed to this man and his socialism. where in point of fact, they're exposed to a pro-state, fascist, socialist viewpoint on a regular basis in schools. We ended up getting distracted with a semantics discussion about what indoctrination is. Mark believes that the entire school system is indoctrination. I believe that it's just environmental factors that contribute to more effective indoctrination in the class. But nonetheless, I'm looking, and I scanned through. I didn't read in real great detail, but on whitehouse.gov, and I'm kind of scared to go to government websites, but I did go to see what the speech is, because they have the text of what Obama's going to say tomorrow posted on the site. And I'm just looking here. You know, it's not really that objectionable. Most of it is, you know, feel-good stuff about staying in school. And obviously there's the, you know, pro-school viewpoint, which suggests that every kid needs to have school in order to be successful. Okay, that's objectionable, sure. There are probably some, you know, some suggestions of government being great spliced throughout in there. But, you know, the majority of the speech is just basically, hey, kids, you know, you need to really get to it and get out there and, you know, do things and accomplish things, and a very positive kind of speech. It would be the same kind of positive feel-good speech George Bush would give, or Bill Clinton, or anybody else who would, you know, is the head of state at the federal level.
Don't you feel there are a couple things? First, I just think on this speech, I don't know what you think, man, but I'm looking this thing over, and if I'm in class, I am drawing, I am doodling, I am sending notes to my friends, because this has got to be one of the most eye-glazingly boring pieces of crap that we've
ever been reading through it as well.
Oh my God, it's like licking an envelope for an hour. This has got to be one of the worst things that could ever be foisted upon kids.
I mean, it's
so
good.
Bad.
Well, it's targeted at a lot of kids, right?
Yeah,
this is going out to all of them.
But
so he's talking to elementary kids.
Yeah, this is the problem. His phrasing is not for elementary school kids. Those kids are going to be looking out after the first 5 minutes. Those kids are going to be like, oh my God, this guy's driving me up the wall. And it's what's funny about it to me is I don't know how you feel about it, but the very idea of the kids sitting in front of this screen, watching the iconic central figure, it just feeds into this icon worship, the cult
of the
personality.
Yes, it's very Orwellian.
Of the office.
Yeah,
just dangerous.
There's no doubt about all that, but as far as the context of the speech, I mean, it's not the worst speech in the world. And again, the whole issue is the distraction from the fact that the government school system is the indoctrination process. The government schools on a daily basis are indoctrinating your kids with pro-state viewpoints. It's not going to happen just tomorrow during the 15 minutes that Obama's giving the speech.
Yeah,
so wake up, parents.
And even on a local level, how many times did my mom go down to the school board meeting before she started to realize, like, oh, government education is the problem? And spend time is saying, look, I don't want this included in the school system. What are you doing here?
And how many pictures? And how many classrooms have pictures of the president in them?
Yeah. I don't know.
The same most I recall pictures of the president
pledging
being
a flag
in both public and private.
The flag,
schools.
The pledge. I recall presidential pictures. Not at my school very much. Not that I recall.
Okay.
At least.
They might have it. I think they have them in the principal's office a lot of times in the administration.
That would be likely.
Up there, yeah.
That would be likely.
But you know, there's another thing. I was just going to mention. I think you're absolutely right on the specifics of this. Though there are certain red flags that go off. I think you guys have hit it, and this is what has gotten me when I posted it, Liberty Conspiracy. I'm like, look, why can't people understand that? You know, it took my mom a while to realize what she was knocking her head against the wall when she was trying to stop some policy inside the system, and she realized it's the system which is morally bankrupt and corrupt, which causes all this energy to be wasted from people who don't want their money taken for something, recognize this. And again, you hit it and Mark hit it, and so many people out there are probably thinking the same thing. Wake up and open your eyes to the realization that this immoral theft of your money to be thrown into this system, kids being thrown in there whether they like it or not, just because this is Barack Obama's speech, this is going to be one day. The rest of the 181 days that they're in there, they're going to be indoctrinated with all sorts of other things. And it's very subtle. Here's an example of what Obama says. He says, you need the knowledge and problem-solving skills you'll learn in science and math to cure diseases like cancer and AIDS and develop new energy technologies and protect our environment. You know, obviously I stopped there and put emphasis on this because this whole gestalt, our collective, and then picking out diseases like cancer and AIDS, well, yeah, they're very scary diseases. But there are a lot of other things that are very scary, too. He can't include them all. So here we have, again, the mechanism here, a lot of people could find this unobjectionable. But what if you're in favor of Alzheimer's? What if you want the kids to be clued into Alzheimer's in this speech? You didn't mention Alzheimer's here. Well, what about heart disease? You didn't mention heart disease.
Well, and many people believe that AIDS is a punishment from God on the gay people.
Yeah, and so conservatives might say, some very religious people might say, hey, you mentioned AIDS here. I don't want that mentioned in front of an 8-year-old child.
I think they'd be better off with a career day, personally. I mean, as far as attempting to influence young people to get out there in the world and, you know, make a difference, which is the theme here of this speech, is to, you know, it's not going to be easy. You got to get out there, and Americans, that's what they do, blah, 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 you know, that whole thing. Having people come in and share what they do, I think, would be a little more inspirational for kids, because the president doesn't do crap.
They don't want to bring people in for career day because...
Well, they still do that, don't they?
They do somewhat, but, you know, they have a controlled environment. If you bring me in for career day, you're never going to bring me in again, I can tell you that.
You give me
a class of thinking eighth graders or 10th graders.
You know, I didn't even think, Mark, I got in touch with the high school here locally recently to try to see what kind of involvement the activists here could get in the high school, because it's very important to me to reach out to young people. And so I was on their website, and I saw this thing about the speaker series, and I submitted some names of people that I thought would be good speakers, like Sam, and also Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And I didn't even think to submit you, Mark, a former murderer.
Fit well into your little scheme of things here. Yeah.
But do you want me to throw you down there?
I don't care. I'll speak to anybody.
You'd have to come up with what you could speak on, I guess, and you didn't.
It's actually
a murder, so I wanted to make that clear. No, it's like a speakers series thing. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls about anything. Scott's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott? Go ahead.
Good. I don't want to detract from this is a very important story about the Obama thing with the teaching the children about how they should live their lives and all that, but I have some questions about your actions this weekend, Ian, with your activism as far as running for office.
Okay, sure. Hang on to those questions. We'll bring you right back here in moments. More with Scott and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. I'd be a little more concerned about, as far as the Obama speech, the discussions that are going to go on in the classrooms about how important the president is and all that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It is the live Labor Day edition of the program. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We have a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, to reward you for listening live tonight, coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win a two-pack of the Totesacks, which we've been talking about over the last couple weeks on the show. Gardner has no idea what we're talking about, so we'll explain a little better here in a few moments. But that is coming up before the end of the program. We'll give you the call-in number at that time, so be by your phones and ready if you want to grab some of those. Let's go back to Scott in Florida. Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had some questions about my attempted run for mayor as a nobody candidate to give people the opportunity to vote for nobody for the first time ever.
Right. Now, you stated that in the system, activism is not as productive as outside. So why did you decide to run for office?
Okay, well, I think I explained this earlier in the show tonight. You may not have been tuned in at the time, but just to explain briefly, the system is useful for my purposes in getting the word out about freedom. So the purpose of this particular campaign was to utilize the system's process for the benefit of the message of spreading the message of freedom. So the idea would have been, had I been allowed to get on the ballot as Ian Nobody Bernard, and I was subsequently rejected, which is kind of what I expected they were going to do. But had I been allowed on the ballot, I would have been able to go and be on in a debate perhaps, or at the very least would have gotten my responses to some questions printed in a newspaper. I would have been invited on the local talk show, and I may still be invited to to appear on a local talk show anyway, just to kind of talk about this. So I may still get some exposure as a result of the failure of the campaign. But essentially, it's a purpose. The purpose was for outreach, not to win necessarily. Though if I'd won, it would have been quite wonderful.
Yes. How long were you thinking of running? How long did you think about this?
Not very long. I mean, I came. I think
you realized that the seat was available for a good while, or
no? I'd planned on getting in. Actually, initially, when I first thought of the idea of running as a nobody candidate, I'd originally planned to run for city council. But I figured mayor would be a bigger profile race, and it wouldn't matter anyway because neither one of them I would actually swear the oath of office I couldn't possibly swear the oath of office. Even if I wanted to take office, I couldn't possibly swear their oath. I'd have to provide my own, some sort of oath to liberty or something like that, because there's no way in hell I'd swear an oath to the United States, which is actually in the New Hampshire state oath. But I made that decision pretty quick, and then I made the decision to go with mayor because it would probably garner more publicity, and indeed it likely would have, because last time I checked, it was a two-way race. There could have been somebody who entered the race today. I think there were open special hours to get registered for that, but there may not be. It may be no competition for the incumbent at this point. So maybe. they kicked out the only competition basically from the race.
Which was you, yeah.
That's
so
correct.
Why the mask?
Okay, I wore a V mask or a Guy Fawkes mask, I guess. Not sure how people best know that particular mask. V for Vendetta, I think, popularized it. But I wore a Guy Fawkes mask because the idea is I was running as an idea, not as a man, right? I mean, I had to run as my with my slave name because that's the way the system is set up. I couldn't just go in there and say, well, my name's Nobody. Put me on the ballot. I had to have a voter's registration, which requires the slave name, and so therefore I had to use the slave name. But I only used that because I had to. The purpose was to spread the idea that government is a bad concept. We need to move toward the voluntary society, and I figured that could be done more effectively with a mask on, similar to the same reason. I mean, V was wearing it because he had his face burned, but his point was still very salient about it being about the ideas, not about the man behind the mask. And so that was the point of the mask. And you can see some of the footage of what happened over at RidleyReport.com. You can see the interactions between me and the city clerk and her associates as they attempted to keep me off the ballot successfully. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. It was a great, great video, and I just had those questions, and you summed them up perfectly. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it's not because I think that I could, change something about the political system. First of all, the mayor doesn't even have that opportunity here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a weak mayor position, and they can only vote when it's a tie. And there are 15 city councilors, so the only way there'd ever be a tie is if one wasn't there. And so really the mayor doesn't even do anything. It's more of a ceremonial position in the first place. But it's not because I believe the political process is inherently valid or anything like that. It's just that it's there, and I'm of the mindset, and I know there are a number of purist, agorist types that would vehemently disagree with me on this. But I'm of the mindset that if it's there and we can benefit from using it, we've already been forced to pay for it. I have no objection with utilizing that. Somebody jumped down my throat once over the freekeene.com comment section because I utilize the local cable access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire. On a semi-regular basis, I'll take whatever kind of video programming I have, and I'll take it over to the cable access channel, and I'll submit it for on-air. In fact, I'm actually on the board of directors of said cable access channel. And so some would say, well, that's not very principled. That channel exists because of coercion. So how could you possibly get involved with something like that? Well, if I want to be totally pure, then I better take my radio show off the 50 radio stations show's on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's very interesting. But you said there's a system there that you want to participate in, and then also Mark also says that, why not participate in a system that does not, inflict harm on others, in Mark's words.
I'm not sure what you're getting at there.
Me either.
Well, he's saying not to vote for specific people, but to vote for issues. And it sounds like your position to vote for nobody is a sort of, I don't know how to say it, but taking advantage of the system that exists.
Yeah, that's exactly what the intention was. Yes, to get people thinking outside the box, to get them to realize that there should be, if you're going to have this awful system, there should be a nobody option on the ballot. There should be a none of the above.
There should be
a these candidates suck option.
As much as I think that Ian's crackpotty scheme with going in with a mask and all this other stuff smacks of weirdness, I like the idea of there being a nobody on the ballot, and I don't think for a second that they're going to do anything about it. To me, it's a stunt, and I don't think there's anything wrong with a stunt.
Of course, it was a stunt.
I don't think what Ian's saying is that you shouldn't vote, and that I'm getting on the ballot to talk about you shouldn't vote. I don't think that's where he's coming
from. No, I wanted to. I would have loved to have won that election. because then for the first time ever, it would be pretty clear that the voters there could be two ways it would come out that would be very favorable, I think. Number one, nobody could win, which would be just amazing. And then, the will of the voters. Anybody can run as nobody. They can try. Somebody else could try this where they are and see what kind of luck they have with it. But if nobody wins, then for the first time, you can actually say that you know what the will of the voters is. Because a lot of times, or at least you can know it pretty well, because a lot of times when you've got an election between the lesser of two evils, you don't know if the voter voted because they like the guy or because they hate the guy.
Mostly, I
understand that.
I know you understand. I'm explaining for the rest of the listeners here. And I guess if nobody wins, you still don't know for sure, but you probably know that they definitely didn't like that other guy, and so they're willing to vote for nobody. Otherwise, they would have just not even shown up.
Absolutely.
So if nobody wins, that's a major win, because then you can actually say, well, hey, the will of the voters is there should be nobody, so don't you dare elect one of your buddies to this position and ignore the will of the voters, which they would do anyway. If nobody didn't win, and the voter turnout did not significantly tick up, because normally in a municipal election, wherever you are across the country, very, very poor turnout, right? Like 3-17%, I think, is what they get around here in Keene, New Hampshire. So if there wasn't an incredibly large turnout of a landslide of people saying, we want the system, we're coming out of the woodwork to vote for this other guy, the incumbent, because we don't want nobody to win, because that would be terrible, because the system is so valuable. Well, if the incumbent wins with a standard level of votes, then that really means that the people that don't vote, they really don't care. It's not like they...
I get that.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That means that the voters really don't care whether nobody won, right? Because they didn't even come out to try to stop nobody in that case. So even if nobody didn't win, you could really have an interesting spin on that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, one of the ways you can do that is by voting for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's been a pretty competitive month over at the Podcast Alley voting, the top 10 list, which is what they do on a monthly basis. It resets every month, and we've had it's been heated this month. It's usually easy for us to win. This month, not so much. I don't know where we're at right now in the charts, Mark, but we still probably need to build up our votes. So we need to need you. If you have yet to vote in this month of September, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if you're listening to this live as we speak it, or if you're listening to it 2 weeks from now. As long as it's still September, we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.
In October too.
Well, yeah, that too.
You can vote every month. And,
one vote per month.
Most months recently, it hasn't been that big of a deal. It is a big deal this month. Please lodge your vote. Is that right?
That sounds good. Lodge it, yeah.
At freetalklive.com.
The vote.freetalklive.com will actually work. Freetalklive.com will take you to our regular website. So vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight, David?
Oh, hi. You know all those people that don't want Obama to speak to their kids?
Yeah.
I think they're racist. They're just racist. It doesn't get nothing to do with indoctrinating socialism, all that jazz. That's just a smokescreen.
But David,
I don't buy it. They're talking to kids.
David, I don't want Obama to talk to my kid. My kid's 18 months old, so at this point, Obama can't do anything to him. But if my kid was, say, 10 or 12 or something like that, I wouldn't want him, giving his speech to him. I would pull him out.
Mark racist?
And I'd like to point out, David, that my best friend is black.
And let me ask you a quick question, David.
As a matter of fact, the godfather of the child that I do not want Obama to speak to is black.
Is black.
All right.
But obviously he chose that because he's racist and he's just trying to not look racist. But anyway, David, what evidence do you have to back up your claim versus is it just instinct? Because this tidal wave of people who found out that the president of the United States was not only going to be speaking to the children and, as I've looked at the speech, delivering certain things. And by the way, they changed the speech. They've changed the speech. Oh, because of the crazies.
Now
so
I'm crazy.
Let me ask you a question. If, for example, a president like Ronald Reagan were going to be speaking in front of all the kids and saying, well, children, it's very important that we work to establish a strategic defense initiative. And
he's
if
not
you study,
say that to kids.
Wait a minute. If he were to say something like, we have to defend our freedoms and you get educated, you can help defend our freedoms. You could become the next physicists who create a missile defense system, who do this, that send people to the moon. Every one of those things that I just mentioned, whether it's sending people to the moon or a missile defense system or whatever, someone will find that objectionable.
I think he was just going to give them an encouraging speech to prop them up and to have them do good in school and stuff
okay.
like that.
Well,
and,
let me read to you some of the segments of this encouraging speech, and we'll see whether or not it would be because of racism that people might find this offensive,
well, could not,
or there could
maybe
be some
racism,
other reasons.
It could be just fear.
But
fear
you said
of
that
a black guy talking to their white
so
kid.
So it's racial fear that causes them to say, hey, guess what? I don't want my kids to be indoctrinated to think that the state is the be-all and end-all. That's racial fear, not belief in individual freedom. You see, I don't understand where you've got any evidence,
David,
on this.
I'm not scared of any black people, okay?
Well, a lot of people seem to be. And there are people
David,
out
right.
there throwing the gasoline right on the fire. I mean, the radio... I mean, there's a lot of...
David,
you know,
should I... Wait. Should I let... the president talked to my child because some bigots won't let the president talk to their child because I'm somehow bolstering the bigots. You're making this a racial issue, David, and I don't think it is.
I'm not saying that everyone, but I believe there's a lot. I mean, I'm not saying everything is, and there's been a lot of words thrown around about racism and stuff like that. A lot of it could have been missed, but in this particular instance, I think there's a lot of people hiding behind this socialism jazz.
I think that's a cop out.
Yeah,
I mean, would you be saying if for instance, Let's say Hillary Clinton happened to win instead of Barack Obama. Then would you be calling us and saying it's misogyny that
sexism?
Do you think that the same people who don't want to have their kids see the Obama speech would also be the same people who wouldn't want to have them see the Hillary speech if it was Hillary instead of Obama?
Personally, I think it would be a whole different can of worms.
You think so?
Totally.
People would be okay with that?
Number one, Hillary would have a matriarchal kind of vibe going, and they it's nothing to argue.
No. He set up the parameters. Ian set up the parameters of the question. Okay, so if it's an if-then statement, if she is elected, and someone objects to it, would you reach the same conclusion? We are presupposing that someone objects. We are presupposing that someone could object.
And
we're asking you the question, would it be because of misogyny or sexism?
David?
Yeah, well, there's many people. Many people could have different choices. I'm not
okay,
sure
David,
what you're
we're
asking
dealing
me.
With logic here.
Sure, some people do not want Barack Obama to talk to their kids because they are bigoted racist.
True.
Yeah, I think there's a lot.
You have no evidence. You're proposing. Some of them don't want that, David. And you're just, what you're doing is you're making it easy for yourself. I don't want to think about what these people say.
They must
be bigots.
And you know what?
And that's a crappy way to do it.
And let me ask you another question, David. Let me ask you, are people free to think for themselves?
Obviously.
Okay, obviously. So therefore, even if they are repulsively racist, okay?
Are fearful.
If they are repulsively racist and that's why they don't want the President of the United States speaking to them, do they have a right or not have a right to say, I don't want my tax money used for this system, even if they're racist? Do they or do they not? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I'm talking about the...
No, David, I asked you a question.
Money used for what system? I'm talking about
For a school system that these racists don't want the President of the United States speaking to them because they don't like his skin color. Do they or do they not have the right to say, I don't want the school system to do this because I'm having my tax money taken from me?
Of course they have the right to
okay,
do that.
Okay, so therefore
that
your argument is completely useless.
Jerks, though.
Well, it doesn't matter,
jerks,
of course.
People that are racist are jerks.
But they have a
absolutely
right to be jerks and hold on to their cash.
But the problem with the race card in general, David, and the reason that it shouldn't be played ever with Barack Obama, is because what it does is allows people to check out when it comes
exactly
to logic.
I just like people to be honest, and I think they're being very evasive and cowardly in their
We happen to disagree. I think this tsunami of response against Barack Obama speaking about this comes on the heels of a socialized healthcare system where the government was not honest with people, a priori, saying they wanted to put that forward before the August recess, and then afterwards they say, oh, we wanted to have a dialogue. Bogus, a lie from the White House, a lie from the Congress, a lie from the Senate. They didn't want any debate on it. People are starting to sound off. It comes on the heels of that, and they're saying, you know what? There is a rising tide of frustration and disenchantment with this man, and it has nothing to do with his skin color.
Well, now, if David's right, David, if you're right, and most of the people that are offended by Barack Obama giving
most. I'm saying many.
Some,
so,
a lot.
Okay, what would you say? 33%? 20%?
The race people?
15%? Yeah.
I think there's a lot. I don't believe they would admit it. That's part, you know.
But you want them to admit it?
Some people can't admit they're racist.
You said that's what they
want. Cloud in front.
David, you said you want them to admit it is what you want?
No, I don't need them to, but I'm just
saying that
they are, and I'm one of the people that know it.
You're just saying you believe this to be the truth. You believe that that's
absolutely
what's going on behind
absolutely
this. And I'm telling you, these very same people that are offended by Barack Obama giving this speech would be as offended whether it was Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or any other Democrat. But if it was George Bush, they wouldn't have any problem, even if George Bush was delivering the same speech. And he probably would deliver almost the same exact speech, maybe with some slight changes. I've seen some comparisons between George Bush and Barack Obama in the way they speak. It's very similar. So what I'm telling you is, while there may be a racism component for some people out there, mostly this is just a red team, blue team thing. There's just a mindless partisanship out there.
That's
driving this.
Point. And can I ask a question too, David? And we haven't.
You don't have
before
to ask permission. Just go.
Okay. yeah, really. Are you a religious person? Okay, I will tell you that you are a religious person because you are making a claim without any evidence to support you, and you just said, I believe.
Thanks for the call tonight. I wish we had more time, but we're out of it. So basically, he believes there's this undertone of racism that's constant throughout America. I hope that's not true. I don't see it in my life, at least the people I hang around with. I don't see that.
I think it's too easy of a move. I mean, it allows someone to write somebody off as a racist and not think about their point.
We are going to write off the show because we're done for tonight. It's been in here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.